This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
Macca, we've actually got the Mayor of Darabin Council, Susan Rennie, who's somehow parachuted herself and Darabin into the national arena and has become sort of the wrath of a number of our federal politicians at the moment. Susan, are you on the line there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, I've got to ask you, first of all, are you an anti-Australia Day council?
Absolutely not. We have no issue with Australia Day. What we have issue with is the date, celebrating on the 26th of January, which is such a hurtful and distressing day to so many First Nations people.
We thought that might be the case, but we thought we should actually start with a bit of a provocative question just to get the ball rolling.
We actually want to know what the situation is, and that's good. That's great clarification. Thank you.
No worries.
So, can you tell us what's actually led to Darabin Council taking this position and being so public on this?
Look, we very much see our role as listening to our community, and particularly those members of our community who might be marginalised or discriminated against. And in this case, we heard very clearly from members of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community in Darabin that the day was quite distressing to them. You know, I had personal emails from people describing how unsafe they felt on the 26th of January, how alienated they felt from the community. And, we did some consultation and determined that it was really not an appropriate day for us to hold a celebration.
And the city of Darabin includes the suburbs of Northcote and Thornbury, is that correct?
Yes, Northcote, Thornbury, Preston Reservoir, Kingsbury, Fairfield, Alphington. So it's quite a significant part of Melbourne's northern suburbs.
And in fact, there is quite an established First Nations population that live in the city as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. So we're very proud to be home to a significant First Nations community, and many, many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations have made Darabin their home also.
Now, how many other councils have actually decided to back you and back what you're doing? Because you're not going alone on this.
No, look, we're not alone, and there's an increasing number of councils that are concerned that celebrating on the 26th of January doesn't suit their communities. The City of Yarra has made a similar step. Moreland has certainly reduced activities that they hold on the 26th of January, and there's councils in other parts of Australia that have also taken the same step.
Yes, I heard the Mayor of Byron Bay Shire Council the other day, and they had a fairly similar position to yours.
Look, that's right. I think when councils listen closely to their community, and particularly those people within their community who are most impacted by the current choice of date, they become aware that it's really quite an unsuitable time to be holding a celebration.
Mm. Can I ask, Susan, what about the people that don't see this date as an issue? I acknowledge and accept that there are a lot of people that it is an issue for, and I understand that and I'm sympathetic to it. But for those people who it's not an issue for, what do you say to them?
Well, there's nothing in Darabin Council's actions that stop people from undertaking whatever activity they choose to undertake on the 26th of January. We've made a decision as council that it's not a suitable day for us to organise activities. But also, I would say to people, is it possible that you could enjoy a celebration on another day of the year? And I believe that in almost all cases, if people thought about that and thought, you know, I want to celebrate this nation, I want to celebrate who we are, that would be a celebration that we could hold on another day of the year. And so I would say to people, think about whether it's the date that matters to you, or think about whether actually you'd like to be part of a celebration that's more inclusive, and that that could be held on another day of the year.
I mean, for me, a day that we don't celebrate or recognise, of course, is Federation, where we cease becoming a colony, although in some ways we still are because we have governors general and governors. But that when we became a federation, that was an important date. Look, I suppose, Susan, the discussion is how do we incorporate First Nation and then all those who've come after them, you know, to celebrate our nation and our country, recognising the past but also thinking to the future. It's a big challenge, isn't it?
It is, but I think in answer to your question, how do we celebrate? Well, we certainly don't start by choosing a date on which to hold a celebration, which is so divisive and hurtful and it causes so much distress. You know, that is not the foundation of an inclusive celebration of the nation.
I actually don't disagree with you, and interestingly enough, I've been involved in a couple of, I've previously mentioned this, Reconciliation Action projects. And one of the issues that's come up in those is the ability for staff in organisations to choose the day on which they take their Australia Day public holiday. And so this is an interesting and a new phenomenon that's emerging, and I would actually endorse that there be a conversation about this. I think it's actually a very healthy approach. It's actually about creating greater awareness about the issues that are taking place and what this means for our First Nations people. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think that that flows from the sort of idea of what individuals can do. And I think there is a movement of change it ourselves. You know, we are looking to the federal government for leadership. In this area, that leadership has not been forthcoming. And in the absence of leadership, then individually and as communities, we can think, what can we do? And that idea of not celebrating but looking to take a holiday on another day is that idea of changing it ourselves.
So before we go, because we're going to run out of time shortly, the Prime Minister's come up with, I'll be polite here, some suggestions about what is appropriate dress for Australia Day. And there's all sorts of threats of compulsion and around Australia Day. What are your thoughts on that? You know, particularly on citizenship ceremonies.
Look, I think it's really unfortunate that the Prime Minister, instead of elevating this discussion to the type of conversation I think we need to have in this nation about what it is we want to be celebrating, has sunk to the level of a discussion about board shorts and thongs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not interested in participating in that discussion. It's too trivial for the subject at hand, which is how do we hold a really inclusive celebration?
Mm.
What people wear is beside the point and misses the conversation that we should be having. And that's why we're not entering into the debate. Darabin Council is not able to hold citizenship ceremonies at the current time because of our decision not to celebrate or hold events on that day. We don't plan to change what we're doing. We would really like to see a national conversation on this topic, and one that focuses on the things that matter, which are how can we become a more inclusive nation and ensure that the day on which we celebrate being Australia is a day that truly includes everybody in our community.
Susan, thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you for the leadership that you're taking on this very issue. It's an issue that I think is very dear to the hearts of many people, and certainly many of our listeners, who do actually want to live in an inclusive and caring society, not one that is based on division.
Mm. Thank you. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. Interesting, Tash, you know, 26th of January is Australia Day. It doesn't have that long a history.
No, it was actually only legislated recently.
Yeah, but, you know, other days have been celebrate. I'd rather look at us. Let's address the issues of the past and accommodate that in an appropriate day, and let's celebrate our federation as a country.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.